Well, good morning. It's game day for the Saints. Game number two. We're here in Tampa, Florida. The Saints will play the Buccaneers at 3:05 p.m. Central Time. So set your clocks. Be ready for the Saints. 3:05 p.m. Central Time on Fox, your local affiliate back home. Now let's jump right into it. The Saints are coming down here, obviously, off after a big opening game win against the Falcons. Offensively, however, they didn't do everything they wanted to do. Gained a lot of yards. Gained more than 400 yards, as a matter of fact. However, only scored 23 points. Now, that was enough to win, but certainly quarterback Drew Brees and the offensive unit felt like they left some plays and some points on the field. So we'll see if they can tighten that up a little bit more here in Tampa Bay. Those three field goals did not sit well with the Saints offense. Also, the Saints scored 41 and 35 points against the Buccaneers last season. So let's see if they can maintain that momentum. Now, certainly the Tampa Bay defense isn't quite the same as it was last year. They gained two vital pieces in the secondary, Darrell Revis and Deshaun Golson. So let's see how that works out for Tampa Bay. However, the Saints say they are not going to shy away from Revis Island. They are going to go through with their game plan. So we'll see how that works out for the Saints. Also, the running game for New Orleans. So New Orleans ran the ball 29 times against the Falcons. 26, really, because Drew Brees had a scramble as well as two kneel downs. But that's the kind of offensive balance that they want. That's the offensive balance that they talked about heading into this season. So they want to continue that balance, and if they have that kind of balance, you'd like to believe that they're going to have the outcome they want. Defensively for the Saints, a little bit banged up on the defensive line, obviously. Now you have Broderick Bunkley out. You have Tyron Walker out, and Glenn Foster is a little bit iffy. All of those injuries necessitated the return of outside linebacker Jay Richardson. Now, Jay Richardson played outside linebacker and defensive end in the preseason. Did it both extremely well, and he was one of those guys Coach Sean Payton told, you know, hang around by the phone. We might be calling you pretty early. You didn't know it was going to be after game one. However, Jay Richardson is back in the fold. Don't be surprised to see him on the field today because there are a few depth issues on the defensive line. Also, Saints allowed only 17 points against the Falcons. They racked up three sacks and a couple of turnovers, and that Atlanta offense, on paper at least, is significantly better than Tampa Bay's offense. Tampa Bay quarterback Josh Freeman struggled mightily last week, completed only 15 of 31 passes against the New York Jets. So the Saints would like to apply that same pressure against him as they did against Matt Ryan last week, see if they can force him into a couple of turnovers, maybe get into his head a little bit, get him a little bit shaky. Also defensively, the Saints are going to want to come out here on the road and get a win early. Now, if you get a win on the road in the division, that's almost like two, because they got to come back to your place. You feel like you're going to have the advantage in that area. So you want to get off to a fast start here on the road. And the Saints certainly did not do so last week in their home opener. They were able to ride the wave of emotion, get back into that game. But you don't want to surrender 10 early points to a Tampa Bay team that looks like they might be in for a struggle. You don't want to let them build any momentum and maybe carry it across the finish line. We don't know what state Tampa Bay is in right now, because right now there seems to be a little bit of turmoil with the Buccaneers. So we'll see how that plays into the situation today. Quarterback Josh Freeman was not voted team captain this season. They had a little bit of a discrepancy as to whether or not, you know, the votes were rigged. And he also didn't show up for the team picture, said he overslept. So we don't know exactly where his head is, but the Saints might be catching the Buccaneers at a very good time. But again, you don't want to let them build momentum. You don't want to let them get ahead and get a little bit of confidence in what they're doing. So right here in Tampa Bay, 3:05 p.m. kickoff time, Central Time. Join us here on NewOrleansSaints.com. Periodically throughout the day, we're going to have tweets, we're going to have features, we're going to have videos. So continue to join us all day on NewOrleansSaints.com. I'm John DeShazer.